And now for our story. When we left our story on Friday, things on the surface were pretty calm. But deep down underneath, things were happening about which we feel our friend should be warned. There was the surprising attitude of Dr. Benson, who seemed to be becoming more and more favorable toward Benjamin Carter. And even more surprising was Mary's agreeing that perhaps they had misjudged him. Mary said that there was some good in every man, and if given a chance, he would show it. Can this be true of Carter? We certainly hope so for the sake of all concerned in the town of Sanders. But Carter is a dangerous man, and when crossed will stop at nothing to achieve his end. What of his activity in the basement of the hotel Friday? What was his purpose? Even Miff has had difficulty in discovering exactly what his thief is up to. But time has a way of telling all this. And as we resume our story, Mary and Daddy are in the basement of the Stratford Arms Hotel, looking over the site of the Stratford Springs Bottling Works.
Daddy, it's ideal. I couldn't think of a better or more convenient place to have a bottling works.
I gotta admit that Charlie knew what he was talking about when he said that this was the best place for it.
You know, Daddy, I'm thinking better of that man all the time.
I know. There's a fly in the ointment, Summers.
Oh, Daddy, you're a cynic.
Okay, but somehow I'm sorry I didn't hold out with Max on this idea. I still don't trust that guy any further than I could sling elephants.
Well, all I can see is that he's trying his best to make up for all he's done in the past. He's given us this place to use, his pipeline that he had installed for his own spring water.
Yeah, but what I can't figure out is what he expects to get out of it.
Why, nothing, he said, but our goodwill and the publicity for Sanders, and consequently, publicity for him.
Looks too pretty. Too pretty. That's what I can't quite figure out. I expect the next time I see that guy Carter, he'll have wings sprouting out of his shoulder blades.
Oh, Daddy.
Wings sprouting out of his shoulder blades when I always figured to find horns sprouting out of his
chest. Well, I must say this. Carter has certainly got himself a reputation in the short time we've known him.
And what a reputation.
Oh, all right, now, Daddy, that's enough. If a man wants to change for the better, we should give him a chance.
Yeah, give him a chance, all right. I'll give him enough rope to hang himself.
Well, time will tell. But I think all your worries about him are for nothing.
Yeah. Huh?
Who's there?
It's me, Danny.
Well, why don't you say so?
Well, I did.
What are you so jumpy about, Daddy?
Oh, I don't know. This place gives me the creeps. I think if I was to stay down here very much, I'd come out with the screaming knees or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that way, too. It's like a tune.
Well, I think you're both babies. Well, I can't see anything to get upset about. With a nice coat of whitewash and the bottling works really going, why, it'll be really cheerful down here.
Well, I never before felt about this place like I do now. You know, when you had the hotel, Daddy, it's different now.
That guy Carter has spread the nastiness of his nature even down here. I get the feeling that there's someone standing behind me all the time, listening to what I'm saying and to what I'm doing.
Daddy, I thought we weren't going to talk about Carter anymore.
Okay, I quit, but don't say I didn't warn you.
Well, Danny, what did you find out?
Find out about what?
Find out about bottling equipment. What do you think you were sent out to do?
Holy mackerel. It completely slipped my mind.
What mind?
Oh, Daddy, leave him alone.
All right, if you don't like the way I do things, why, do them yourself.
Then it'd be done. Slipped my mind.
What did you find out, Danny?
Why does he always pick on me?
Danny, what did you find out?
Oh, well, I ordered us our bottling equipment.
You did? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's splendid.
Yeah, it's pretty well machinery, too. Boy, it's the best looking stuff you ever saw.
Where'd you see it?
In the catalog. It's the latest kind. All chromium and streamlined like the Dickens.
Well, sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good, but is it?
Well, now, why are you always doubting my judgment?
How much is it going to cost?
Cost? Oh, well, I think, well, I don't know.
You see, man, that's typical. He doesn't know what he's doing most of the time.
Oh, well, why worry about that now? We'll find out soon enough when it arrives.
What do you mean?
Well, it's coming COD. All you have to do is pay the trucker when he delivers it.
Oh, what's the use? What's the use?
Oh, don't you see, Danny? We're running this organization on practically no money at all. How are we going to pay for it when it comes?
Yeah. I hadn't thought of that.
He hadn't thought of that. Sometimes, May, I wonder how a son of mine can be so dumb.
Well, how was I to know?
Well, maybe it'll be all right. When will we get it?
Well, I knew we wanted to get started right away.
Yeah, I guess.
All right. Now, if you two can't get along, I'll have to order that you can't work here. After all, I'm president of this organization, and what I say goes. Now, tell me about it, Danny.
Well, as I said, I knew we wanted to get started right away. So I thought the quickest way to get a thing like that accomplished was to talk directly to the boss of the machinery works in Chicago.
Hey, you ain't been to Chicago since I seen you this morning.
Well, of course not. There wasn't time.
And you didn't. Oh, but you couldn't.
Well, I called long distance.
Good heavens, Danny. You know we haven't got the money to spend on long distance phone calls.
Danny, where did you make the call?
Upstairs.
In the hotel?
In the Stratford Southern Arms Hotel?
Sure. What's the matter with you?
How much did the call cost you?
Cost me? Well, it didn't cost me anything. I just charged it in the hotel.
Oh, that's your fussy. What?
Oh, I see what you mean, Danny.
Hey, what did I say that was so funny?
Oh, what did he do? Yes, what did he do?
Well, now, will you let me in on it, please? Come on. What is it?
Don't you get it, Danny? Carter owns the Stratford Southern Arms now.
Yeah. I don't own it anymore, Nitwit, and I don't have to pay the bill.
Oh, I get it. I call long distance on Carter's phone, and he gets the bill.
You win, Danny. I don't see how anyone can be so funny without knowing.
Well, I was funny, wasn't I?
Oh, but we've got to pay that telephone bill. It isn't fair to Mr. Carter.
So what?
Oh, now, listen, Daddy. If we expect fair play from Carter, we must play fair with him. After all, he's demonstrated that he'd like to help us, and he has helped us with many things. Money for the clinic, this place here for our bottling works, and... Well, he's trying his best to convince us of his sincerity.
Yeah, well, I think he's trying too hard. There's no good in that man.
You know, I can't help feeling that Daddy's right.
Yeah, that's the first smart thing you said in 2 weeks.
Well, if you're both going to act the way you are, I think the best thing for us to do is to tell Mr. Carter that we don't want to use this place.
Oh, no. Oh, no, we can't do that.
Well, then I don't want to hear another word against the man. If we accept his hospitality, it isn't fair to talk about it behind his back.
Well, I just sort of meant that...
More word about Carter, and I'll insist that we move lock, stock, and barrel out of here.
Well, how can we? We ain't moved anything in here. We ain't even a lock in here, let alone stock and barrel. This place is as clean as a hound tooth.
Oh, but it won't be empty for long. Wait till you see that bottling apparatus. It's the slickest looking stuff you ever saw in your life.
Well, when can we get it? We've got to get started in a hurry if we're going to do any good at all.
Well, I don't know for sure. He said we could have it in 60 days.
60 days?
Mm-hmm. And by that time, the clinic will be in bankruptcy.
Oh, we've got to have it sooner than that.
Well, if you just give me a chance to tell you.
Go ahead. Can't be any worse.
Well, he said 60 days, but I told him it was a rush order, and he'd have to get it to us sooner.
Well, is he going to do it?
Well, don't you think I know what I'm doing?
Sometimes I wonder.
Well, how long will it be before we can start things?
Well, I made him promise to have it to us by the middle of next month.
Oh, Danny, why are you so brilliant?
Oh, boy, I told him a thing or two.
45 days is still too long, Danny.
Well, he tried his best.
I'd like to see you do better.
Well, I wouldn't have to try very hard.
Well, how'd you get him to send it? After all, he didn't know who you were.
Listen, I'm not as dumb as you seem to think I am. I mentioned Mr. Fowler and his concern in Chicago. The man must have known John Fowler because he said it was all right. And he knew the concern very well and was very happy to be doing business with.
Danny, you amaze me.
I don't know whether you did the right thing or not, using John Fowler's name without his permission.
Well, will he be sure? I'd like to see his face when he gets a bill for that stuff.
Oh, he won't be mad.
Oh, yes, he will, if I know John Fowler.
Well, you may know him all right, but he won't get mad. I just used his name for reference.
Well, why didn't you say that?
I had the bill made out to you.
Well, that was the right thing. What? Are you out of your head? What am I going to do with it? What am I going to use for money? Everything I've got is tied up in that new hotel. I can't do it.
Oh, now, quiet down, Daddy. You won't have to pay for it.
Oh,
don't you see that Danny had to use your name because you're the only property owner with a clear title to his property. Matthew's things are all tied up with the bank. Oh, but don't worry. We'll fix everything up.
Yeah, maybe I won't get stuck with a bill, but he had no right to pull a stunt like that on me.
Well, I had to think fast.
I'll bet that was an effort.
Well, it was very wise of you, Danny, to have all that arranged as fast as that.
Oh, wasn't anything?
You're telling me.
Oh.
Well, I guess if we have to wait for the bottling apparatus, we'll have to wait. Doesn't look as though there was anything else we can do. Oh, but I did have my heart set on starting this week.
No, I'd like to find out what that machine is going to cost. If the bill is being sent to me, I'd sure like to know right away.
I could call him on the phone again.
Oh, no, you don't. Not while I'm president of this organization.
How'd you know who to call in the first place?
It was all in the catalog. Yeah, that's it.
What?
The catalog. The price must be in there.
A fine business man you turned out to be.
Where is it?
Yeah, I had it right in this pocket.
Yeah, you had it all right.
Well, here it is.
Yeah.
Now, let's see now.
I picked it
up. Spotling. Spotling Machinery. Number 213-67890 Deluxe. This is it.
Listen here.
Yeah, here.
$8,364.09. What? Did you spend that much money for bottling work?
Gee, that is a lot, isn't it?
Just about $8,000 too much. I'm afraid it would break it.
All I know is that I couldn't afford to pay for it when it comes. Maybe I could pay the 9 cents, but that's about all.
Well, let's talk. I don't know what we're going to do.
Then I'd better go upstairs and call him to cancel the order.
Oh, I guess you'd better. On second thought, you'd better send him an airmail letter. We're going to need every cent we've got.
Yes, Mary, the Stratford Springs Corporation is going to need every cent it's got, and every cent it can lay its hand on. But what are our friends going to do now? What chance have they of realizing any income from the Springs while they lack funds to even start the project? In tomorrow's episode, Max proves that where there's a will, there's a way. Don't miss a single thrilling, humorous moment in the life of Mary Southern, brought to you by the makers of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream.